Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, today's reading or welcome to part 15 of Better New and Living Way. This part is about is God really committed to me? Hebrews chapter 7 about Melchizedek. Melchizedek was the king of the city called Salem. He was also a priest of God who rules overall. And Melchizedek met Abraham when Abraham was returning from a war, and he blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave him 10th of what we have taken over after the war. And the name Melchizedek means the king of everything that is right. And his other name, King of Salem, means King of Peace. Nobody wrote down that Melchizedek has had a father or mother. Nobody wrote down that he has any ancestor. Nobody wrote about when he was born to or when he died. Jesus, please. They very quick make and give and connect to my eye. In that way, it seems like Melchizedek was a priest forever. He's like the Son of God who continues to be a priest for all time. So think about how great this man, Melchizedek, was. Even Abraham, the ancestor of all Israel's people, gave gifts to Melchizedek. Abraham gave him a tenth part of everything that he had won in the fight. Men from Levi's family group who become priests receive gifts from their own people. God's law says that the people must give the Levite priest the tenth part of what they have, but the priest and the other people are all Israelites. They all come from Abraham's family. As for Melchizedek, he did not come from Levi's family, but he has received a tenth part of what Abraham had. He also asked God to bless Abraham, but Abraham was the one who had already received God's promises. And then Jesus is a different kind of priest. What we have said becomes even clearer now. Another kind of priest has come. He is a priest like Melchizedek. Jesus did not become a priest because of a law about which family he came from. He became God's priest because of his powerful life that nothing could ever destroy. The Bible speaks about him as a priest like this. You will be a priest forever in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. Hallelujah, amen. So the old law about priests no longer has authority. It was weak and it could not help people. God's law that he gave to Moses could not make anything completely right. But now God has brought us something better to hope for, and and in that way we ourselves can come near to God. Also, when God said that Jesus would be his special priest, he made a strong promise. When the Levites became priests, he did not make a strong promise like that. But when Jesus became God's priest, God made a strong promise, and God said, the Lord God has promised this strongly. He will not change his mind. You will be a priest forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God's promise that to Jesus, we know that his new agreement with his people is very strong. It is a much better agreement than the old one. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus offered one sacrifice for all time. That sacrifice was himself. In that old agreement, the Moses laws decide who will become a special priest, because those men are weak, they often do wrong things. But God's very strong promise came after the law that he gave to Moses. With that promise, God chose his son to be his special priest, and his son, Jesus Christ, has become everything that God wants him to be, completely and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we have learned about, we have talked about Melchizedek, Jesus, and a little about Moses, and about Levites, Abrahams, who are God's betrothed and special people, special children. And God also will that when we learn about the history, when we read about the Bible, then we must be also prepare ourselves that obey God and obey his commandment. Go in peace and happiness. See you in next part. Hallelujah. Amen.